Matthew Perry, star of the hit TV sitcom Friends, has reportedly died at age 54. Several news outlets, including the Los Angeles Times, have quoted unnamed law enforcement sources to say that Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home Saturday after an apparent drowning. There's been no official cause of death released yet. An actor since his teenage years, Perry was best known for playing the charming, sarcastic Chandler Bing on Friends. Perry, who grew up in Canada, spoke with Terry Gross on Fresh Air in 2007 about having a dad who was a working actor.
So your father was the guy who did the commercials on TV for Old Spice?
Yeah, that's actually led to most of my problems because my father is the handsomest man in the world. So that's led to why I look at myself on TV in the first place and also why I immediately go to the problems.
He saw his dad succeed, but also saw him fail and saw the pauses between success that comes so often in show business.
You know, his big lesson to me was to make sure that there's something else in your life that is more important than acting, or you'll go bananas. And so I've tried to follow that, and I know that he feels that way too.
Perry was honest about his intense struggles with addiction, as NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans recounted on Weekend Edition.
Perry released a memoir last year where he talked a lot about his issues with substance use, saying he first started drinking heavily as a teenager, and by the mid-1990s, while he was making Friends, he was addicted to painkillers like Vicodin. He later entered multiple rehab programs and became an advocate for helping those with substance use disorders. During an interview with the CBC last year, Perry said it was tough for him to watch old reruns of Friends because he could see the effects of his addictions. Let's listen.
I didn't watch the show and haven't watched the show because I could go drinking, opiates, cocaine. I could tell season by season by how I looked. I think I'm going to start to watch it because it's been an incredible thing to watch it touch the hearts of different generations.
The show did reach several generations of fans. It was a decade-defining cultural juggernaut in the 90s. Nearly 10 years after it went off the air, NPR's Louisa Lim found a recreation of the Friends gang's main hangout, Central Perk, in Beijing.
I'm crazy about Friends. I'm a huge fan. For me, it's like a religion. It's my life.
I just wonder, though, because I think for young Chinese people, life is really competitive, you know, getting an education, passing your exams, finding a job, finding a partner. Yeah. It's all like a big competition. Whilst Friends, they're never worrying about money. They're never worrying about jobs and things like that.
So that's why we like Friends. We are looking for this kind of life. Maybe one day, if you like, you can find a good job you like. Just like Chandler. He quit the job he hated and he find another one. He liked it. So I think this TV show also told us you have to choose a living way, which you like.
And as a mainstay on streaming apps, Friends became a cultural force again in recent years, this time for Gen Z viewers. So even though Perry, as Chandler, said goodbye in the finale nearly 20 years ago.
You look around, you guys. This was your first home. And it was a happy place, filled with love and laughter. But more important, because of rent control, it was a friggin' steal.
The character never stopped being a mainstay in people's lives. Matthew Perry was 54 years old.